This is the Best of Northside One podcast.
Hi friends, thanks for checking out the Best of Northside One podcast online at northsideone.com/listen again. This is Grant and I have got the Best of Northside One from the last 7 days coming up this week. Hear what happened when we gave away an iPad, brand new iPad on the show. Also, we've got the Why Files, questions with no particular answer like, why is there a light in the fridge but not the freezer? Another edition of the Why Files from Greg's Eat Breakfast coming up. And we'll put Who Do You Do to the test. Basically, you doing impressions on Greg's Eat Breakfast. That to come. And sticking with Greg's Eat Breakfast, you probably remember Take Yaz Out. It's been going on for a couple of weeks. It was Greg's Eat and Joe's quest to get Yaz a date in time for Valentine's Day. Now, the date didn't take place before Valentine's Day. It took place last week on the show. And here's what happened on the final of Take Yaz Out.
Let's just remind you how this all came about. In a nutshell, Yaz had applied for Take Me Out, the TV show. Yeah. She didn't get on it. She's not been able to bring herself to watch the TV show since then either. And Yaz, let's be honest, is a little bit unlucky in love. So Joe and I had an idea a good few weeks ago. Who are we going to phone? Yaz's ma.
Hello.
Jackie.
Good morning.
I've got a very nervous looking Yaz in front of me right now. Yaz tried to take part in a show called Take Me Out, but she didn't make it onto the show. Now, Joe and I had a bit of a conversation about, you know, why Yaz is maybe so unlucky in love. She hasn't got herself a man. Mom, do you think that you could possibly pick the Mr. Right for Yaz?
Yeah, I think I probably could.
Blame your mom if all goes wrong.
Blame your mom if all goes wrong. Jackie,
yeah.
It's really down to you on whether this guy is good enough for your daughter. Hi, Greg.
Hi there.
Greg, say hi to your potential future mother-in-law.
Hello there, Jackie. How are you?
Okay, Greg, my question is, what makes you good enough for my daughter?
Oh, killer question! Oh!
Getting right to the point.
Well, Jackie, my answer to that would be I was raised by a very attractive mother, as I believe you are, and I was raised in how to treat women very properly and treat them like angels.
I think I want to go with Greg, mate.
You want to go with him, Jill. What do you think, Jackie?
I think yes. Give it a go.
Yes, you can go. So it's Monday morning. It's 11:30. Greg has just come in to Northside One. She made you come in.
She did indeed.
Incredible. She's sat it already. I just haven't met you yet. Do you know much about Yaz?
I don't know.
She's indecisive.
Okay.
She's late.
Okay.
Disorganised.
Okay. Sounds like we'll get on great then.
Right, right. Yaz has actually just walked past the window. What do you think?
10 out of 10. All good.
Okay, I've just walked past my blind date, Greg, who is talking to Greg Z right now in another studio. I've walked past, and yes, I got a glimpse of a leather jacket. I like the leather jacket look. Looks like he's got his own teeth as well, which is also a bonus, a plus. Yeah, got a lot of hair, which I quite like too. He's got a look, actually looks a little bit like the lead singer of a band called Star Sailor. I look forward to actually meeting him. I don't have to go in with a handshake. Is that the right thing? Is that the etiquette to do? I don't really know.
Well, Greg, good luck with the date. And I think Yaz is just actually, she's just waiting there to come in. Come in, come in. It's like stars in their eyes.
Hey! Nice to meet you, Greg.
You. Nice to meet you.
Are you two ready for your date then?
Yeah.
Yeah. First impressions of each other then?
Yeah, nice.
Enjoy your date.
We shall.
Thank you.
Ooh! Now that's where we got to yesterday, and that's the last I saw of them. And we did all right picking Greg for you because at least he's got his own teeth.
Exactly.
The question is, was it love? Judging by Greg's reaction,
yeah, great girl.
Ooh, we'll find out. Yes, yesterday, Yaz and our listener Greg Robertson who Yaz's mum picked as a date for Yaz, were actually on a date. But was a Boyne, the D-side 10 of a Boyne, was it Rocking With Love? Because that's where they went.
Yeah, we went to D-side Activity Park.
Well, we've actually got Paul from D-side Activity Park. Here's what he made of the whole thing.
Hey, my name's Paul Anderson. I'm an instructor. Well, we had a number of activities for them. We started with the clay pigeon shooting. We took them out in quad bikes, and we're just a way to go out in a 4x4 off-road experience. They seem to get on quite well together, so I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, what better place can a Royal D side for a nice romance? So, out with the shotguns and quad bikes. Who
don't want it? Yeah, that's usually how the relationships end. I did ask the question, who almost ran over her date with a quad bike? Well, I think the clue was in the question there. Now,
yes, it was me. I lost complete control of it at one point. Instead of the brake, press the throttle.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I wasn't very good at that. I wasn't very good at the clay pigeon shooting as well.
Oh, no, I'd dread to even hear what this story
is. To be honest,
is.
Greg was good with the whole birds. You know, he was good with the ladies.
Oh, was he?
No, the clay pigeon.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I skimmed them. That's all I did. I skimmed them. Little bits came off, but no.
Well, I want to hear what you thought of your date. And I want to hear how it was when you were in the mindset of the date. We cornered Yaz during the date yesterday. This is how she made of the date. What's what she made of the date?
Really nice guy, really easy to get on with. There's been no awkward silences. I've had a couple of blonde moments. I've nearly run the instructor over that took us out for quad biking. Clay pigeon shooting, not so good at that either. We're really both into our music, which I quite like, you know. So the only sort of blonde moment I had was we're talking about the Foo Fighters and one of my favourite songs. He said, I'm sure that was used on a programme called Ed, which is a really cool programme, but I thought he was talking about Mr. Ed. The talking horse.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ray.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I went from being really cool to being really uncool in the space of like 20 seconds.
Mr. Ray.
Yeah, he said, why would the Foo Fighters have a song on a program from the 1950s?
Oh, yeah. But what did he think of you?
That's been excellent. It's been top fun. Quad biking was superb. The meal, the company, everything about today has been great. Really good day. Great company, lovely personality, good incident which nearly killed the instructor on the quad bike was quite amusing as well. So, great gal.
Yeah.
Great gal.
Oh, I like that bit at the end there.
Yeah, great gal. Great gal.
Yeah, he said twice.
So, you're going to see each other again?
Well, he's in a band. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to go and see his band play.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
And most importantly, what did we learn this morning? He's got his own teeth, and important.
Yeah.
Greg's got his own teeth.
Be really interesting to see if love will blossom for Greg and Yaz. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for tuning in online at northsound1.com/listen again. Coming up, another edition of the Why Files. Questions with no particular answer. Before then, though, who do you do? It's a new feature on Greg's Eat at Breakfast. Any impressions that you can do?
It's our brand new feature. It was inspired from a phone call we took yesterday. And it's called Who Do You Do? Who Do You Do? Let me tell you that. Who Do You Do? Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. Right, we took this phone call yesterday, and it just descended into oddness. Have a listen.
Good morning, Greg. It's Alison.
Hi, Alison.
I'll do a bit of impression of Scooby-Doo.
Let's hear your Scooby-Doo impression, then.
Hello, hello.
Like Scoob! Right, so we took a phone call yesterday, and she ended up just doing Scooby-Doo impersonations, which was great. It was really good. But all the guys in the office started doing them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their impressions as well. Even Johnny Boy Mellis, who's on after 10, he was having a go.
Hey, Greg C. Hey, Yaz. This is my impersonation. You ready?
Much anger in you, I sense.
Do you know who it is?
Right, now we've got to guess. Who do you do?
Is it Chewbacca or whatever his name is?
You think that's Chewbacca?
Not Chewbacca.
Someone out of Star Wars.
It's good, anyway. Actually. I think it's done all right.
Yeah. That's not Chewbacca. This is Chewbacca.
Oh yeah.
Actually, that wasn't very good.
Got Jodie to do that.
No. No. Wait a minute. I've lost it.
Oh,
no.
You have.
Uh-huh. Right. One more time.
Okay.
He sounds like a seal.
He does sound like a seal.
Oh, I can do a seal.
Come on. Or same impression.
It's like your Chris Tarrant, your Zippy. It's the same impression.
Who wants to be a billionaire with me, Chris Tarrant? Fastest fingers first. Right.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Do we guess who Melissa's was?
Yoda.
Not really Yoda, that's right, yeah.
My impersonation was of Yoda.
Yes.
Well done, Joe.
Right, Yaz, let's hear yours.
Okay. What, are you mad? How could you? What is this, all this? Okay, wait a minute. There's the next bit. I have to be a generic one. It's my collection. Oh, I see your collection. If your father knew about this place.
Is it your dad?
No.
We don't know your dad. That's a terrible impression.
No, not my dad.
What is that?
It's a cartoon character.
Is it?
It's my favourite cartoon character.
Oh. I can't take this anymore.
Quite good. I have no idea who it is. I've been practicing that all night, you know.
Right, try again. No. Just a little bit of it, obviously not the whole
just
thing.
Just tell us, who do you do?
Sebastian from The Little Mermaid. The lobster.
Right, I think he was supposed to be French.
He wasn't Jamaican.
Was he Jamaican?
I thought he was Jamaican. I mean,
oh no, you're right. I'm thinking
that
of the candle.
Welsh.
Right.
Who do you do? Phone us up now. It's called Who Do You Do? We were all doing impressions in the office yesterday.
Yep.
All of us. Even Gina was having a go.
Hi, it's Gina from Late Night. Gina, funnily enough, and this is my impression. Am I bothered? Am I bothered? Face bothered. Face bothered. Can you guess who I am supposed to be? Top marks if you can.
Did she even drew one? Did she change her voice? Good word, Gina. Yes. That's
I don't know the name of the character, but it's one of Catherine Tate's characters.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Who do you do, Northeast Scotland? 400-969. Who do we have on the line here? Who's this?
Norma.
Norma, where are you calling from, Norma?
Town centre.
From the town, from Aberdeen?
Yeah.
Okay, now do your impression, but don't tell us who it is. Let's hear it.
I see trees of green, red roses. I see the blue for me, and I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay. What are we going to do? We've got to guess who that is.
Yeah, I think I know who that is.
Who do you think it is, yes?
Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. Definitely.
I thought it was E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Oh, no.
Do you do it at karaoke? You should do it at karaoke. Let's get this song on! Let's do it!
I see trees of green, red roses.
I see the blue for me.
Right, have a great day. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, you too, thanks a lot.
Big finish!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Craigsy at breakfast.
What are you mad? How could you? What is this,
what is
all
this?
It's my collection. Oh, I see your collection. If your father knew about this place.
Is it your dad?
No.
We don't know your dad.
Just tell us, who do you do?
Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
Sebastian from The Little Mermaid, who sounds like this.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything.
But it doesn't sound like this.
What, are you mad? How could you? What is this? It's uncanny.
Right, more on the phone. 400-969. We've got to guess, who do you do? Who's this?
It's Joanne.
Joanne, where do you stay, Joanne?
Inverbervie.
Joanne from Inverbervie. Let's hear who you do. Let's hear your impression.
Hi, Martin. It's Linda. Okay, I've got a gentleman reception for you, for Mr. Smith. Describe him. Small, scruffy, messy hair. Yes, that's him. Mr. Smith, Martin's ready for you.
Who is that again? You do sound like her, though. Oh, I know it. Yeah,
you do. The impression you do is brilliant, but it's so good that we can't think who it is.
It's not Caroline
Right, who is it? Who's it?
Oh,
it's David Williams.
So it is. It's from Little Britain, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what. Like...
Oh, you outsmarted us. Well done, you. Yeah. Have a great day. Hi, good morning. Donald! Is it you, Donald? Oh, Donald. I keep meaning to return your phone calls. I know I borrowed your saw last week and I will bring it back, Donald, I promise. Oh, gee, I'm really sorry. What's your
real
name?
Is this a new bell or am I a bell?
Bye, Donald.
I, for obvious reasons, don't do impressions. I do a Mr. T impression, but let's leave it at that. This is Grant Thompson with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast at northsound1.com/listen again. And it was iPad Friday on North Sound 1. Here's what happened.
So all day you've been texting through for your chance to win an iPad on iPad Friday with North Sound 1. Time to find a winner.
Hello?
Hello, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
It's Andy James from North Sound 1. Craig's with me as well.
Hello there, Mark.
How are you doing, boys? You all right?
Oh, great. It's Friday. We're giving away an iPad.
Still light.
It's still light. How are you, anyway?
I'm good. I'm just at home with the family. Like, just, we're sitting doing with some chips and that.
Nice.
Oh, nice Friday.
You're jealous, boys. You're jealous.
Very jealous. No.
We don't even like chips. I don't like chips.
Great guy.
So, anything big planned for the weekend? Anything we should know about?
Not much. Lads got football tomorrow for West Park, and then I'm working most of the weekend, lads.
Right. Oh dear, it's a shame. How much free time then?
Well, we can cheer you up a little bit and tell you that you've won the iPad. Well done, lad.
Good effort.
Gobsmacked.
You can put your chips on it now.
Well done, Mark, anyway. Congratulations on being a winner.
Okay, thank you, lads.
I fancy a new iPad. This is Grant Thompson playing you the best of North Sound 1 from the last 7 days. And finally, from Gregsy at breakfast, they're back and questions that have no particular answer. It's the Why Files. Why?
The Why Files.
Unanswered questions. Things you need to know. Maybe even the answer is in Joe. Oh, where that came from. It's time for the Why Files. If you want to get involved with this, text us 61025. Start the message with North. Or you can call 01224 400 969. Right, we've got some text then.
Yeah, Russell says, why are trousers referred to as a pair if it's because there's two legs, and why are jumpers not in pairs?
That's a very good,
good
point.
Good point, Russell, yeah. Fran says, why do you always duck when a bird flies near your windscreen? You do. You're in the car.
It's true.
Angela says, why do we add why to everything we say, like shoppy, manny, wifey, but we say chipper? Why isn't that chippy?
Oh, no, this, you've had a thing with this ever
yeah,
since you moved to Aberdeen,
haven't
you?
That's where I'm from.
it's an Aberdeen thing, is it?
Yeah, chipper.
Yeah. Are you going for your tea and got the chipper? Not the chippy. No, the chipper. why, then? On the phones, 400-969. Who's this?
Raymond.
Hi, Raymond. Where are you calling from, Raymond?
I'm just coming in from Newmarket for work. How come when you phone a wrong number, it's never engaged? That's that one.
So, why is it when you phone a wrong number, it's never engaged? It's true.
It's true.
Next, who's this?
Keith.
Hi, Keith. Where are you calling from, Keith?
Peterhead.
Keith from Peterhead. Right then, Keith.
Question.
Yes.
When you buy a tube of glue or a container of glue, why doesn't the glue stick to the inside of the container?
That's a good question.
Oh, I like that one. I bet you the clever clogs has got an answer for you as well.
Probably.
So, yeah, the question is, why does the glue not stick to the inside of the container that it's in?
Yes.
That's one for Joe the News, I reckon, this morning.
The Why Files. The Why Files.
Unanswered questions. Things you need to know. Maybe even the answer is in Joe. Where that came from. It's time for the Y Files. If you want to get involved with this, text us 61025. Start the message with North. Or you can call 01224 400 969. Right, we've got some text then.
Yeah, Russell says, why are trousers referred to as a pair if it's because there's two legs, and why are jumpers not in pairs?
That's a very good point.
Good point, Russell, yeah. Fran says, why do you always duck when a bird flies near your windscreen? You do. You're in the car.
It's true.
Angela says, why do we add Y to everything we say, like shoppy, manny, wifey, but we say chipper? Why isn't that chippy?
Oh, no, this, you've had a thing with this ever since you moved to Aberdeen.
That's where I'm from.
it's an Aberdeen thing, is it?
Yeah, chipper.
Yeah. Are you going for your tea and got the chipper? Not the chippy. No, the chipper. why then? On the phones, 400 969. Who's this?
Raymond.
Hi, Raymond. Where are you calling from, Raymond?
I'm just coming in from Newmarket for work. How come when you phone a wrong number, it's never engaged? That's that one.
So why is it when you phone a wrong number, it's never engaged? It's true.
It's true.
Next, who's this?
Keith.
Hi, Keith. Where are you calling from, Keith?
Peterhead.
Keith from Peterhead. Right then, Keith.
Question.
Yes.
When you buy a tube of glue or a container of glue, why doesn't the glue stick to the inside of the container?
That's a good question.
Oh, I like that one. I bet you the clever clogs has got an answer for you as well.
Probably.
So yeah, the question is, why does the glue not stick to the inside of the container that it's in?
Yes.
That's one for Joe the News, I reckon, this morning.
The Y Files.